2-year-old has neuroblastoma and will need transfusions during her treatment, but the little girl has a genetic variation in her blood that makes compatible donated blood extremely difficult to find. Turns out there's more to blood compatibility than just letters.
We have the common blood groups of group A, B, AB, and O, and then we have Rh positive and Rh negative, and so everybody's used to hearing about those.
Ross Heron is the chief medical officer of the West Division of American Red Cross Blood Services.
But we have hundreds of other antigens that fall into various families, and each one has their own genetic frequency that are found among various ethnic groups.
Now, antigens are like little warriors on the outside of red blood cells. They react to substances that are foreign and create an immune response to those perceived invaders. So, if you have type A blood, your body will see the antigens in type B blood as foreign, and in comes the antibody army, killing off cells that contain type B antigens. People like Zainab, who have an antigen profile unique to their ethnic group, have to go to their ethnic community to find matching donors. Zainab will only find matches among the 100% Pakistani, Indian, or Iranian population.
In the case of this young girl, it's like 1 in 1,000 people may have that particular blood type.
An organization called One Blood and the Red Cross's Rare Donor Registry are working together to help Zainab get the blood she needs. 3 donors have been found, 2 in the U.S., but she will need several more to get all the way through her cancer treatment. Heron says donating blood is critical for people in ethnic minority groups, but he says there can be shortages of even blood that contains no genetic rarities, like plain old O-positive blood.
Among Caucasian Hispanics, the rate of O positive is about 55 to 60%. And among our donors that are Caucasian non-Hispanic, the rate of O positive is about 45%. So we have a disproportionate need to have more O positive donors.
Bottom line, Heron says everyone of every ethnic background should donate blood when they can. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.